Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book, The Social Animal, The Hidden Sources of Love, Character, and Achievement. What is success? How can one become successful? Traditionally, many equate success with the ability to earn money, to secure a glamorous job, or to climb up the social ladder to a distinguished status. To achieve this kind of success, the traditional thought has propagated that you need to be a rational thinker, have a high IQ, be well educated, and so on. For this reason, many people strive to become more intelligent and rational, thinking that this will lead to a more successful life. However, the book Social Animals shakes up this popular notion and has introduces a new, groundbreaking path to success. The latest research in the fields of psychology and neurology have discovered that compared with our conscious level of thinking, the subconscious is a more influential factor, and it affects human activities such as emotion, intuition, and personality. The conscious mind analyzes things through rational thinking and logic, while the subconscious mind is chaotic. It helps us process thousands of pieces of information in an instant, relaying what it has processed to the consciousness level, even though we cannot fully put our fingers on why we have come up with such a thought. As a matter of fact, all thinking and judgment at the conscious level are based on subconscious feedback. Although the subconscious does not completely control our lives, it has an important influence on the formation of our worldview. It guides us spiritually and leads us down a certain path. The author of this book, David Brooks, is a well-known columnist for the New York Times and author of the books Bobos in Paradise and On Paradise Drive, among others. He served as the senior editor of the Weekly Standard, writer for Newsweek and Atlantic, and is a current affairs commentator for PBS NewsHour. The book topped Amazon's bestseller list upon its release, and it stayed in the top 100 for 6 consecutive months. In the book, Brooks describes these new discoveries through the lens of two fictional characters, Harold and Erica. These two protagonists are quite common with no signs of extraordinary talents. The book describes their happy and successful lives, covering their story in its entirety, starting from birth, going to school, making friends, dating, all the way to growing old. Through this deep dive, Brooks explored the role of the subconscious in personal success. Next, we will break down the book into 3 sections and dive into the world of the subconscious, as well as diving into the role our subconscious has on personal success and happiness. Part 1: What is the subconscious? Part 2: Factors that shape the subconscious. Part 3: How the subconscious helps people succeed. Part 1: What is the subconscious? The subconscious mind is a psychology term. Subconscious, as the root suggests, represents the hidden consciousness. The concept of subconsciousness was first proposed by Sigmund Freud, an Austrian psychologist best known for coining the idea of the Oedipus complex. The subconscious refers to the part of human thinking that has already occurred without being perceived. In other words, it refers to the part of mental activity of which we are not aware. Every day we have to make all kinds of decisions, big and small. Many times, we can make decisions without even thinking. Psychology professor at the University of Virginia, Timothy D. Wilson, proposed that the human mind can receive up to 11 million pieces of information at once, while the human consciousness can only pay attention to 40. A large amount of information is processed by our subconscious mind. According to the theory of the subconscious mind, it is not that we make decisions without thinking, but rather the subconscious mind quickly processes thousands of pieces of information and informs our choices with the best perceived decision. So, consciousness is not the center of our daily lives. Thinking at the conscious level is the pursuit of individual power and desire to achieve success in rather materialistic areas such as money and status. On the other hand, subconscious level thinking pursues the power of interpersonal relationships and desires harmony and care. According to research in the fields of sociology and psychology, the subconscious mind is the most important factor in personal success. Now that we understand the meaning of the subconscious, we will take a look at it in action with the help of the protagonist Harold's parents' love story. Harold's parents Rob and Julia met by chance after a mutual friend arranged a blind date. After recognizing their mutual physical attraction, they started talking and eventually fell in love. This sounds like a classic love story, but let's take a close look at what happened behind the scenes. When Rob laid his eye on Julia for the first time, he noticed many subtle features. Julia had a lovely figure with a good waist-to-hip ratio. Plus, she had a symmetrical face, long flowing hair, and an enthusiastic smile accompanied by a dignified and demure composure. He registered that she was an attractive woman, and according to the correlation in his subconscious mind, attractive people usually earn a good salary. What Rob felt was that he was deeply attracted by this lady at just a glance, but in fact, there were many underlying mechanics in this mere glance. His brain was already working rapidly on the subconscious level. Fertility is a prerequisite for long-term survival of any species on Earth. However, human females do not show obvious changes in appearance like other female animals during ovulation. Therefore, human males have an instinct left over from ancient times. They must learn to distinguish whether a woman is fecund. The characteristics that Rob first noticed, whether it was her chest, waist-to-hip ratio, or possible high wages, were all related to her potential capacity of reproduction. Julia, on the other hand, had a much more muted reaction when meeting Rob. Generally speaking, women are not as attracted to appearances as men are, Brooks writes. In primitive times, food was scarce, and humans were exposed to danger. To survive, food security and strategic protection was crucial. In addition to reproductive ability, females also highly value their partner's sense of responsibility. This has also been passed on from generation to generation and has become an influential factor in female spouse selection at the subconscious level. Although Julia values a good appearance, she also values whether Rob has signs of trustworthiness and whether he can perform his familial obligations over the long haul. This kind of analysis does not happen consciously. Instincts on a genetic level, as well as social and cultural factors that have been accumulated since ancient times, allowed Julia to make a judgment without knowing it. In Julia's eyes, Rob was handsome enough, humorous, with firm cheeks, but not frivolous, and Rob was tall and showed a calm temperament. These are all positive extrapolations. All of this happened at first glance, before they even said a word to each other. Subconsciously, they had already been going back and forth for a few rounds. Research shows that people only need 0.1 seconds to judge the credibility, drive, and ability of others. The first impression given to each other in this 0.1 second can often accurately predict how both parties feel about each other over the next few months. During their ensuing date, they got along well and found a variety of similarities between them. They were of the same age and social status, with similar backgrounds. They both unconsciously lick their lips during a conversation, and at the same time lean forward to try to get close to one another or give each other a passing glance from time to time. This body language is a visual representation of the subconscious. Only 10% of human emotional communication is achieved through oral language, while the remaining 90% is achieved through body language. Body language can be used not only to express feelings, but also to stimulate them. This is the power of the subconscious mind. It seems to be love at first sight, and we tend to think this kind of love irrational and unreliable. But in fact, in less than a second, both men and women subconsciously derive all sorts of logical judgments about the other and make decisions based on these conclusions. This decision seems to be made at the conscious level on the surface, but in fact, it's the subconscious mind buried underneath which guides these thoughts. That wraps up part 1. Here we became familiar with the subconscious, a part of our brain of which we are, by definition, not even aware. Next, we will analyze Rob and Julia's love story and see the subconscious in action in real-life situations. Many decisions that seem inconspicuous are often driven by the subconscious. Today, we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Ich glaube, ja, Hunde haben Humor.
Das sagt Sängerin, Moderatorin, Model und Influencerin Steffi Landerer, besser bekannt als Steffi Metal. Und die hat auch Humor. Und das weiß sie in der neuen Iswas-Dog-Folge nach, wenn sie über ihre persönlichen Hundstage mit ihrer Hündin Sheila spricht. Und sie gibt zusätzlich Tipps für ein langes Hundeleben. Also hört unbedingt rein in die neue Folge von Iswas-Dog. Gibt's überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.